State Representative Jennifer Schilling is just one of the Democrats who faced a so-called protest candidate in yesterday's elections. Schilling addressed volunteers and supporters in downtown La Crosse, immediately calling out the Republicans after she was declared the winner.
Rand Kapanke and his Republican allies tried to steal this recall process and silence the votes with this underhanded, dirty tactic of this shameful and sham of a primary tonight. We did not let them do that.
Schilling will now face La Crosse State Senator Dan Kapanke on August 9th, as will the other Democrats challenging recalled Senate Republicans. The Republican Party ran the fake Democratic candidates to give their own senators more time to campaign. But Schilling says it won't matter.
We were ready to go here in July. I think the voters are as well, that they're really, the die has been cast. And I think people know how they feel about this. The next 28 days will not really change their opinion.
Most of the Democrats beat the protest candidates by a wide margin, except in the 10th Senate district. Shelley Moore beat Isaac Wicks with about 55% of the vote, and next month she'll face River Falls Senator Sheila Harsdorf. Nancy Nussbaum will challenge State Senator Robert Coles of Green Bay. In the Milwaukee suburbs, Democratic Representative Sandy Pasch will square off with Senator Alberta Darling. Fred Clark is contesting Senator Luther Olson of Ripon, and Jessica King will try to unseat Fond du Lac Senator Randy Hopper. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.